What is going on? It is Adam. Welcome back to Bringing It Backwards, a podcast where both legendary and rising artists tell their own personal stories of how they achieve stardom. On this episode, we had the opportunity to hang out with Zach Hood over Zoom video. Zach was born and raised in Alabama, South Alabama, right there on the Gulf Coast, close to Florabama, if you know the area. But Zach talks about how he got into music. He always loved to sing, and that started when his mom bought a Bruno Mars album, and they'd play it in the car. He'd sing along to it. He eventually started to post covers onto his TikTok or Instagram, which then led to him posting on TikTok. After a couple of those videos went viral, he asked his mom for a piano. So she got him a piano, and then he added that to his TikToks. This is also when he started to write few lines and sing it to some chords that he picked up on the piano. And those videos started to do really well. One of those eventually became the first single he released, Flashbacks. And he also met his manager that way. Zach talks about the success of Flashbacks and the massive success of the song Isabel. He talks about moving to Los Angeles. We touch on his first EP, which is called Blossom. We dive into his brand new song, which is called How to Change a Tire. It's a beautiful song, but very, very sad about his parents' divorce. He was 8 years old when they got divorced, and the lyrics are so good and so sad. But the song is, like I said, absolutely amazing. Check it out. How to Change a Tire. And you can watch the interview with Zach and myself on our Facebook page and YouTube channel at Bringing It Backwards. It'd be amazing if you subscribe to our channel. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Bringing Back Pod. And if you're listening to this on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, please rate and review the podcast. It helps us tremendously, gets us up in the algorithm and all that fun stuff.
We'd appreciate your support if you follow and subscribe to our podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're Bringing It Backwards with Zach Hood. Amazing. Well, Zach, I'm Adam. Very nice to meet you. I appreciate you doing this. Thank you so much.
Of course, brother. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well. So what this is about is you and your journey in music. And we'll talk about the new song you just released, which is... It's heartbreaking, man, but it's such a great song. I couldn't the lyrics are so good. Like, and you look at the title and I'm like, okay, this will be cool. And then it's like, damn, the way that you talk about being pulled, you know, you're stuck on the side of the road, but then like 10 and you use 10 and 2, which I think is such a cool like reference, and just the references and the analogies that you make are great. So we'll talk about that as well.
Amazing.
Cool. Originally from Alabama. Is that what I saw?
Yeah. From Daphne, Alabama. It's like the very, very bottom of Alabama.
Okay. So you're close to the Gulf there?
Yeah. All the beaches and stuff. The beaches are so nice over there.
Yeah. I recently moved to Nashville, and last year my wife and I went down to like Florabama and like Ocean or Orange Beach.
Is that dude, that's it. Yeah.
It was cool as hell. So were you close to that?
Yeah. I'm like literally like 20 minutes away from there. We always go there.
Oh, that's amazing. That's so cool.
I filmed one of my music videos there. It's called I Miss My Friends, but I did that like 2 years ago, I think, with like all my buddies. We just got like a camera crew and stuff. It was so sick.
That's amazing. It's such a beautiful place. We went down there when it was pretty cold, but like you go to that border of Alabama and Florida and they've got that like venue thing, but it's like there's like a bunch of different rooms and there's a bunch of bands playing. Like, I thought that was so cool.
Is it Florabama, the bar?
Yeah, Florabama, the bar, dude, but it's like all wooden and there's like a center to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's killer. Yeah. It's sick.
That's awesome, man.
It's really,
so
really cool.
Was growing up in Alabama pretty cool then? Because most people probably think Alabama, like the South, they don't think of, you know, the actual Gulf and the water down there.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, like, obviously, like, the number one thing to do there is the beach. But when it's, like, winter and stuff, it's kind of like you're depending on, like, your friends and stuff. Like, they're, like, bonfires and stuff. So that's why I'm, like, really close to my friends out there. But, yeah, there's not a lot to do. But when it's summer, you're... going to pools, just like hanging out, drinking a few beers, just like hanging out and stuff. But That's
Yeah.
about
That's
it.
awesome. It's funny just to think like, oh yeah, I'm from Alabama and we used to just go to the beach all the time. You're like, wait,
Yeah. Yeah.
what?
Dude, a lot of people that I talk to out here in LA, like in sessions, I'm like, yeah, like I go to the beach and stuff. So they're like, you have beaches in Alabama? I'm like, yeah, dude, what?
Golf.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Do you come
Yeah.
from like a musical household at all? And just based off your song, you have a brother.
Yeah.
But is anyone else in your household a musician at all?
No, not no. Nobody is, but my mom swears that she
Okay.
can sing. Yeah.
What
No,
about
but
as far as like, did you play guitar at an early age or in piano lessons, anything like that?
I didn't. I got a guitar when I was younger. I think I was like 12 or something, but like it like hurt my finger so bad. So
Oh,
like I could
sure.
not like yeah, dude, I was crying about it, but like I couldn't do it until I like begged my mom for a piano when I was like I think like 15, something like that. I want to say like 15, 16. And she got me one off of like I don't remember. But she got it because my girlfriend at the time told me to download TikTok. And it was like, that's like when it was like blowing. I was like, bro, no, like I'm not doing that. And then I like sang a few covers on TikTok. And then they like got like 1,000 likes. I was like, this is the coolest thing ever. And so that's when I begged my mom for a piano. And then I just like looked up YouTube videos and stuff and just like learned these like three chords. And then I just like made like these little like emo sad boy like three liners.
Okay.
And that's where like my niche came from. Like I
Interesting.
just yeah, I just posted that like over and over and over again. Like if you go back on my TikTok and scroll down, it's like you'll see like green LEDs, like blue LEDs behind me and stuff. That was in Alabama. And that's like where it all started pretty much, was with that like little piano that my mom got me.
Wow. You started though, like you just sang a couple covers on TikTok.
Yeah.
Were you ever in like voiceless? I mean, your voice is incredible. So it was like,
Oh, thank
did you
you.
know you could sing, or like if you hadn't had any experience, like I'm gonna sing on this app where it's like, you know, there's a lot of eyeballs on.
Yeah. No, I didn't I never had I mean I did out here eventually like when like things started to like pick up. But I never had them like when I was younger and stuff. I never got any like guitar le I did get a guitar lesson one time, but the dude was just like scrolling on his phone and stuff, like he didn't care. And dude, I told my mom about it and she was like, all right, let me go in there. And she ripped one, but I didn't have like any lessons up until I moved out here now.
Okay. So
Yeah.
there you just kind of did it. Like what you said, your ex-girlfriend
Yeah.
was like, oh, you should do this. She were you would you sing, or was it something that you just did like a
Yeah.
hobby, or you just sing and to the radio or whatever it may be?
I had always been singing. I have this CD, it's like in my bathroom right there, but it's Bruno Mars, Doo-Wops and Hooligans, the album, when I was like I think like 8 years old, 9 years old, something like that. But my mom got it for me and like we just put it in her car and like listened to that over and over and over and over again. That's where like I started singing. Like I would like annoy everybody. Like I'm like, mom, put the CD in, let's do this. Like I just like in the back
Okay.
seat.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's where like I started to sing and like I just never shut up since then.
And when you went on to, like you did those early TikTok videos of you just doing the of singing, like what were the covers that you did? Was it Bruno Mars?
Yeah, one of them was
Was it really? Oh, that's right.
yeah, just the way you are. I think Grenade. Those are like my two favorite by Bruno. And then Impossible by James Arthur. Amnesia, I don't know why I said it like that. By Five Sauce. Those are like the four that I can like think of. But I did a
Okay.
lot.
And that just started picking up for you, and then you eventually got to piano, and from there, were you still doing covers, or was it starting to write your own material at that point?
Yeah, I kept doing covers. Like I would like look it up on like when I couldn't play the piano, I like looked up a few covers and in middle school I like took like what's it called? Like people would t recommendations? What is it? Like
Like
people would tell
requests?
me, yeah, requests. I don't know why I
Okay.
just blanked on that word.
No, I blanked
But
way earlier and I couldn't even remember the word I was even looking for.
yeah. But they were like they would give me like I would take requests and stuff, and they'd be like, "Sing this." And one time, like all the cheerleaders came up to me, like when I was so shy as a kid, bro. So they all came up to me. I was like, "Oh God, like what's going on?" And they're like, "Can you please sing?" I forget. I think it's like Life of the Party by Shawn Mendes or
Okay.
something. I was like, yeah, I got you guys. And I was like, requested by the cheerleaders, Shawn Mendes, Life of the Party. And I'll just post on Instagram. But yeah, I posted the covers. What was your question again? I kind of got sidetracked.
Oh, no. I was just wondering, like, once you started the covers and then you talked about how you got the piano and then you were doing, like, said sad boy emo songs. Was that your own
Oh.
material or were they other covers? But I love where you
Yeah.
went with the request, because you were still in high school when you were posting on TikTok and everything, and when that started to really start happening.
Yeah, I started posting like when I was like I think like sophomore summer going into junior year. I think that's when I
Okay.
like started like posting on TikTok. But dude, before I did, I thought I was like so cringy. I was like so full of myself. I was like I had this like ego. I was like I'm not doing that. 'Cause like that was like the era of like when kids were like doing like this stuff.
Oh,
Like, you know what I
sure.
mean? So I was like I don't know about that. But no, yeah, I started posting that stuff. And then it kind of like took off. I also did like skits and stuff, like comedy stuff with my friends. I need to start doing that stuff again now. That was so much fun.
Yeah. And then you eventually, like when the cheerleaders are like, oh, do this Shawn Mendes cover, at that point, was your TikTok doing well? Like, I had already
No,
started going, or was it just way early
that was
on?
on, yeah, that was
Oh,
earlier. That was on
Instagram. So,
Instagram. Yeah. I was posting
okay.
like reels weren't even a thing. Like I was just like posting like to my wall and I would just like take requests from the school. It was like my thing.
That's rad. And then you
Yeah.
started what, writing your own music, or was that, were those covers as well? You said later with the sad boy emo stuff.
Yeah, I started writing like these like little three liner things that I would just like sit down. I would get off of school and I would just like lay in my bed and just like pull up my notes app and just like write down like things that rhyme. Some of them are really good, but some of them are like really bad. But I would like just write down like three lines and just like get up, get on my piano, put my phone against the blinds. I'd like balance it up against the blinds and then just let it rip and then just like film like at least like 50 of them like until I got it right and just post that one. And then some would do good and some wouldn't, but it was so much fun. Like that's like all I looked forward to. Like during school,
Yeah,
I'm like,
just
bro, like, can't wait.
get home and just write and post it. Was
Yeah.
there a video or something that you remember that kind of started to re did really well and you're like, damn, okay, and that kind of led the
Yeah.
The
I
followers or the interaction you have or
There's
have
two.
now.
Yeah, there's two that come to mind. One of them was there's this like little three liner that I called Drought. It's like I want to cry, but I'm in a drought, so I stare into space till these tears come out. It's like I don't know, but it's like I posted that and I woke up to like, I think it was like 800,000 likes. And I was like, bro, what? So it like took
What?
off. Yeah, it took off. That's like the one where I was like, and that was early when I started like writing my stuff. That was like, I think like probably like the fifth one that like I started like make, like writing my own lyrics. I was like, okay, like I can like do this. And then like a little bit down the line, another one that comes to mind is, I said I thought that mom and dad were supposed to last forever, like in one of my like I forget. And then like the rest of it was like kind of bad. But my manager now, I live with him, he's in the other room. He saw
Okay.
that and then emailed me and was like, yo, like I'm not gonna promise you anything, but like I love this. Like, can we turn this into something? And then that was my first song, Flashbacks, that came
Really?
out. Yeah.
Wow. Wow,
Yeah.
that's incredible. And you did a cover. You the first I'm just looking at Spotify right
Yeah.
now.
Oh,
So
yeah.
you
Yeah.
have the
Yeah.
Alexander 23 cover too.
Yeah. That was awesome. That was one of the first, that was the first cover that blew up. Like, I saw
Okay.
Alexander, like, the song wasn't even out. And, like, I literally played the chords. Like, they weren't even the chords to the song. But, like, I sang that and it blew. Like, it did basically the same thing. I was like, okay, that's awesome. And then, yeah, it just kept going.
But then you do the song or what became Flashbacks, and that must have been like huge validation. Like, wow, I guess my own songs, this is working, right? I mean, it wasn't
Yeah.
like you put your own stuff out and then nobody cared. And then it was like another cover and it blows up. And I
Yeah.
mean, to have your own stuff working, at
Yeah.
that point, were you just like, okay, I need to just do this?
Yeah, 100, yeah, 100%. I mean, and being a singer songwriter is like all I've ever wanted. So like seeing the reaction to like, I mean, I love the reaction to like the I don't know you yet stuff. But I've always wanted to like write my own song. So like seeing the reaction to Drought, like specifically made me like realize I was like, okay, like this is 100% doable. And before that blew, I'm going all over the place, but before drought like blew up or whatever you want to call it, I went to like audition for The Voice in Atlanta like a week before I posted that drought thing. And they said, no, like come back next year. I was so bad at that audition though. I was horrible. They're like, come back next year. Like maybe we'll give it another try. And I was like, all right, cool. Yeah. And then I posted the drought and it did that. So I was like, dude, I got this, man. Come on. I don't need the
Right. I was
boys.
gonna say, I thought that you were gonna say, then they called me back and they're like, hey, actually, we made a mistake.
No, yeah.
Because
They
you'll hear
did
people
email
that
me.
they'll reach out to, you know, that have like a viral thing going on.
Yeah. I get like these DMs from like The Voice to like, hey, we're doing like auditions or whatever. Like, yeah, whatever. Just like come through, have you back, whatever.
Yeah,
But
you're
it's
like,
like, yeah.
okay. You're like, check out my original songs that are just,
Yeah.
it's wild. Like, I mean, you had the cover of the first song and then you put out your own material and those have just done so, bit way bigger numbers, right? I mean,
Yeah.
Isabel is like over 100 and what, like 117 million plays on Spotify. That's like, I can't even
Ridiculous.
fathom that. Like, was that
Dude.
a song that was another thing, like a TikTok thing that you're like, damn, like this is going, like, I know this is gonna be huge when I put it over to Spotify?
Yeah, when we made that song, I kind of had like a gut feeling. I was like, bro, this is special. Like, it's really, really cool. But it's funny because back to flashbacks, I was like posting that, and in the middle of it, I was not supposed to do this. In the middle of teasing flashbacks, I posted like one video of Isabel, like with my buddy back in Alabama in the car. I was like one of the first people to do that. This is a song you can scream in your car. I like saw one kid do that. And I was like, bro, I'm gonna do that. And so I did that, and dude, that one freaking blew. Like, I think like 3 million likes or something, like 1 million likes over like night or something. And I was like freaking out. And my label was like, at the time, was like, they didn't know what to do because we still had to put out flashbacks and stuff. And flashbacks meant a lot to me. And so after I posted that video of Isabel, I had to keep teasing flashbacks about like personal, like really, really personal story in my life. And all the comments were like, dude, we don't care. Release Isabel. I'm like,
Ouch.
bro, I'm like, no, I should have waited. But no, people love flashbacks. That's probably still to date, like top two my favorite songs I've ever released.
That's amazing, especially have it
Yeah.
be the first one, and that really, you know, got your manager and everything else and people involved.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did you move to LA? Was that fairly recently or?
I moved out here like 3.5 years ago, I think,
Oh,
something
okay.
like
So you've
that.
been here for a while, or been there for a while.
Yeah. When I first came over here, I was like, I'm looking at the building like across the street. My manager lived over there, and I was sleeping on his air mattress for like 3 months. And then Isabel came out, and then I signed a record deal, and then we moved over here, like across the street to like the other apartment, and like it's. Like I'm literally looking at the other building. It's funny, but
Like
yeah,
I'm moving on
it's
up across the street.
yeah. I like LA. I don't know. I'm thinking about something different. Like maybe moving to Nashville soon.
That's where
You
I'm at,
said,
brother. I moved from San Diego, so it's funny
Oh,
we kind of
really?
cross paths. Yeah.
How long have you been out there in Nashville?
About 3 years. We moved in February, the big February 21. So 3 years, over 3 years.
Oh, okay. So
Yeah.
basically, like almost the same as me
Yeah, like
to
I said, we
LA.
like cross paths. I love it here
Okay.
though. It's great. Yeah, it's amazing here. So
That's
you were
fire.
in LA when you put out like Blossom and you started to really build your career. Was that, did you leave high school? Like, was it graduate high school, move to LA?
Yeah, it was like, I think like, I want to say almost a year after high school. I moved over here, if not like 8 months, probably something like that. It was
You kind of
fast though,
knew that
dude.
you were ready to, you knew this was what gonna be it.
Yeah. The only problem though, I'm a huge, huge family guy. Like, I'm like the songs I release, I'm sure like people can tell, but like,
Yeah.
I like adore my family. Like, they're the only thing that like matters in this world to me. And so, like, moving across the states was so, so hard, but like, they were so supportive about it, and like they're like, "Dude, go with it! Like, you have to do this." And I was like, "All right, let's do it." But it sucked like the first like year, and a half, I think, like trying to get used to it and stuff, because I don't know, it's a weird feeling, but I feel like I've learned like a balance of like going back and visiting them, and like just like that balance of like the phone calls and everything. Like, I don't know, but I do like LA, but I do want something different.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have like that. That's how I felt. I mean, my wife and I we have kids, and we just took them all away from, they're great. Like both my parents, her parents live in San Diego, so it was like grandparents, aunts and uncles were like peace. Then we have no support, nobody here. We
That's
didn't know
a
anyone.
huge
So
decision.
yeah, it's like it was terrifying. I remember getting in the car and just when we started driving to Nashville, I was like, am I making like the worst decision of my life?
Dude,
It was the best that I could have ever made. But you're similar. I mean, you're going there really with no, you didn't like move out with buddies or anything. You're just going.
Having to like make friends out here. It's like the new kid at school. Like, you just have to make new friends and just like figure it out on your own. I mean, of course I have my manager, like he's like one of my best friends and stuff, but
So you
that
had,
definitely helped.
people, but I mean, it's still not, you don't have your mom or, your friends or family there that close or whatever. So I can see that. Cool, man. Well, I want to hear about this new song, because it's really, really, really good.
Thank you.
So I mean, you tell me about it. Obviously, it's about your parents' divorce, and the way you write it and everything is heartbreaking, but it's such a beautiful
This
song.
song is so freaking sad. Oh my gosh. I posted one video of like what it's like about, like why I wrote it. I don't think a lot of people saw it. But my brother like told me like a year and a half ago. He was like, dude, Zach, like, let me tell you the story. I was like, all right, what's up? And he comes out to me and he's like, I was driving on the freeway in Mobile, Alabama. It's like this huge, huge bridge. And he's just driving, he's chilling, and then his car starts like shaking and stuff. And he's like, whoa, like, what's happening? And then he pulls over on the side of the bridge. And dude, it's so busy. Like, it's like actually scary. Like this, like, I don't know how to explain it, but like the sliver of like on the side of the road is like just like your car can just fit in there. You know what I
Oh my
mean?
God. Like the shoulder, like when you're going over. Oh man, I can't even, like, that's terrifying just thinking about it. Just the cars like flying past you.
You have to like be careful with your door opening or like a car will, like rip it off. He pulled over and he got out of the car and walks around the car and he looks down and he has a flat tire. He's like, oh gosh. But he doesn't know how to change the tire. So he's sitting there for like 20 minutes, like just trying to figure out like what to do, calling his fiance at the time. Like, what do I do? Like, can you like come over here? Like, can we figure this out? And he's sitting there, 20 minutes goes by, and then thank God, like a car pulls up behind him and he's like, oh, like Jesus, like, thank you. And he's sitting there and he's looking at the car and then he looks up and the person gets out the car and it's my dad.
No way.
Isn't that crazy, bro? I still get goosebumps every time I say that. It's my dad, bro.
That's, oh my gosh. Did he know his brother's car, or is it just he just happened to want to pull over and say, oh, let me help this person? That's
I don't
wild.
know. I don't know. I think he knew it was TJ, my brother. I think he knew it was his car, but it's so weird. Like the odds of that, like that bridge is busy, bro. Like it's like very, very busy. It's so weird when he told me that. I was like, bro, what? Like, what are the odds? And so like I was
And
like,
it's
bro,
like,
like I'm
how would
gonna
he, knowing that it's his car, unless it's like some pink, Lamborghini, or you know what I mean? It's like, if it's just a car, how often are you seeing a car that looks like you're someone in your family's just on the side of the road? Like, you're just like, oh, not even looking. Like, the fact that he saw it and was like, oh, damn, like, that's my kid. Let me pull
And bro,
over.
the speed limit is like 70 miles per hour. I mean, maybe people are like slowing down. I wasn't there, but like maybe people are like slowing down because the car's on the side of the road, but it's 70 miles per hour over there. Like that's like fast.
Oh, hell yeah, that's real fast.
But he told me that and I was like, bro, what? And so my dad changed his tire and then they just like part ways. It was so like it was like out of a movie or something.
So did you not really have, did you not really stay? I don't know if you feel comfortable answering that. I'm just
No,
curious.
dude,
Like, were you guys like, did you not really stay close with your dad? I mean, after the divorce happened, or?
I mean, I was 8 years old when it happened, and like there was like 4 years where like we were still like in contact. Like he would like coach me in football and stuff. And like I would go over to like his house sometimes, like hang out and stuff. But after I was like 12, we kind of like just like fizzled out, I guess. He like got like close with like his new family and stuff. And that was really hard. But we just like stopped like talking, and like he would be like, let's like hang out for your like birthday or like something like that. And then like he just wouldn't like finish the thought. Like he wouldn't like actually like do it. So I was like,
Oh,
all right,
sure.
whatever, dude.
You wouldn't follow through on it
But
or whatever.
yeah. But I don't know. It was really, really hard. But that's
I
what we
mean,
have
there's a
music
lyric
for.
in that song, like the where you say, you know, dad built a home, you know, with someone else, and I was like, oh man, like that was just like gut wrenching. So that's crazy to hear that he pulled, you know, pulled off your brother, and then you're like, yeah, they just kind of parted ways at that point.
And dude,
Damn.
it's weird because like whenever the divorce happened and stuff, like obviously it was sad and stuff. Like I'm a little kid, like I don't know like what's wrong from right. But like my family, like we never really talked about it because like we always like tried to like smile. Like just like my mom would like crack jokes. So my brother, like we're all like suit like I don't want to toot my horn, but I think I'm funny. We were like comedians, like just like trying to like laugh, like not think about like negative things. And like I feel like growing up in like that household was like the best thing I could have ever asked for. Like, 'cause I'm so close with my family now. I think it's
That's
because
crazy.
like of the divorce.
Yeah, you guys all kind of had to get together and, you know, go through a horrible thing at the same time.
And like grow through that. But yeah, we didn't really like talk about the divorce. Like, I mean, obviously, like sometimes like it would come up, but we never like sat down and was like, how did that make you feel? Until like, I want to say like 4 years ago, we did it, and I was like, I don't know, it felt like a relief that we like got that conversation, not over with, but like we had that conversation.
Yeah, like you were able to just at that point kind of let it go. When you, there's a video on your Instagram, a recent one, where you said, I didn't write this song, he did, and there's a picture. Is that you? Or is that your brother who got pulled over?
No, that's
Or who?
me.
Okay.
That's me as a little kid. I guess my brother actually did write the song
Well,
because
I
it
didn't know after you
happened
said the story about your brother
to
having the flat. I didn't know
him.
if that was the reference to that, but it's still a you at eight. That's what kind of sparked the whole thing.
It's funny because my brother, he called me when the song, literally like 2 minutes after the song released last week. He was like, so, bro, I'm so proud of you, blah, blah, blah. And like we had like this like moment. And then he was like, I'm glad people can be happy off my sadness or whatever he said. Or like find some like clarity in like his sadness. I was like, yeah, dude, that's what it's about. It's like really, really cool.
So were you, was that just the idea, obviously you said sparked from that, the conversation with your brother having the flat tire. And then the song's amazing. Like,
And that was a year ago. So I've had the idea like in my notes and stuff. And I was like just sitting there, I was like trying to come up with like an idea and stuff. And like I just go through my notes and like look through like ideas and like things like that's like the way I like write. And I saw the note. It was like write a song for TJ, my brother. And it was like, but I still can't change a tire, like change a tire, like dad never taught us how to change a tire. It was just like all these like thoughts and stuff. And I was sitting there, I was like, bro, like I have to write this. And so I wrote the song like a month and a half ago. And then I started teasing it and everything. Like people connected with it. And this is like one of the songs, like I feel if a person connects to it, like and they like understand, like they go like they went through the same thing, like they hold it like so close to their heart, like near and dear to their heart, like it's like almost like their divorced parents' anthem. Like they can like feel
Right. I was gonna
that.
say, isn't it like at least 50% of marriages are end in
It's
divorce
like
when you think
60,
about
bro.
it? I was gonna
It's like
say.
ridiculous.
And then it's like how many marriages are still together and they just don't like financially or whatever reason. So now you're probably like 80%. Like it's
It's
crazy.
nuts, dude. Like I feel like not a lot of people like that 20% or 40%, whatever it is, that do have their parents together. Like, I don't know. I feel like they don't like understand like how many people have divorced parents. Which, like, nothing against them. Like, dude, I'm so happy your parents are together. But, like, I
Yeah.
don't, dude, it's hard. Like, when your parents, like, have a divorce and stuff.
I
Like,
can't
that, I feel like it,
imagine.
like, shapes you as,
Well, your whole
as
life
a
changes. You got
person.
to go to two different households, or, depends on the circumstances, I guess. But, like, yeah, it just switches up everything. But yeah, I mean, there's so many families now. It's like not, oh, okay, your parent, he has to be at dad's house or whatever this weekend. It's like my kids and their friends. It's like it's wild. It's not a big deal. Like when I was growing up, not a whole lot of, I didn't know a whole lot of people, but I'm old that had that. But those, like I said, it's probably 80, because who knows how many of those people are like, oh, we'll just stick it out.
Exactly.
But yeah, man. So is this going, I mean, you released the EP a couple of years ago now. Maybe it's not been 2 full years, but is this going to be on, like, are you working towards another project or?
I don't know what I'm allowed to say, but I'm definitely
Okay.
gonna release a single, and then I am working on a project. I don't know when it's gonna come out or anything, but
That's
I'm
awesome.
definitely working on a project.
Very, very cool, man. Well, I love what you're doing. Yeah, I just I you're killing it. And
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate your time today, dude. Thank you so much
Dude.
for chatting.
Yeah, thank you for having me, brother. I appreciate that. I love telling that story. I
It's such a great one,
really
man. I got one more question for you. I want to know if you have any advice for aspiring artists.
Yeah, of course. When yeah, I feel like most people, they feel like they don't have like, this is like from my experience. I feel like most people feel like they don't have the necessities or like the things to become an artist. But genuinely, like me being from Alabama, like there's no music industry in Alabama. There's nothing like that. Like it seemed so like it was such like a vague like thought about being a singer-songwriter. But I you have a phone, you have like you can learn how to play the piano like by yourself. It's so much easier to learn to play the piano than you think. Like it seems like so intimidating. But like even getting like voice lessons or something like that, like it's all on YouTube. Like YouTube is like the place, like I swear. But my mom, this is like kind of like Gary V-ish of me to say, but like my mom always told me like life is only as good as your mindset. Like genuinely, if you believe that you're going to be somewhere and you put your mind to it and you genuinely do it, there, I swear to God, there's like nothing that can stop you. Like you have the necessities like at your fingertips. All you have to do is just go out there and get it.